community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So I'm here with Jack Pack. Hi, lads. Well, first of all, where do we start? I mean, it's been a roller coaster. Last year, you was on Britain's Got Talent. That's where we'll know you from. Well, let's start with the name. Where'd Jack Pack come from?
Jack Pack, we wanted something that was representative of the Rat Pack, which is obviously the foundations of you know, our kind of music. And we wanted something that was British, so obviously Union Jack and Rat Pack, we just mixed it up a little bit. So
let's go through the who's who, because you've got Andrew, Alfie, Martin and Sean.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
One's which?
I'm Sean.
Sean.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Alfie.
I'm Martin.
And Martin. Yeah. So we've got a new album coming out. Now, I looked it up earlier on, because it was due to come out in September.
Yeah.
It's been brought forward, I'll take it.
And then back now to October 30th.
And now it's back, so the release date is going to be?
So the release date is October 30th. Obviously, you know, supporters and fans can go and pre-order it now on iTunes and on Amazon. But yeah, we've got quite a few bits and pieces that have just all of a sudden come into the diary. And we figured it would be better to let them play out before the album was released, just because it'll position us to be around, to be in the country, and give kind of the fans and supporters a lot more before the actual album comes out. So
you're with Psycho, Simon Cowell's label.
Right.
They wanted to obviously bring it forward. Is it a joint decision to put it back?
It is, yeah, because there's so much stuff behind the scenes you wouldn't even know that. You know, we had a trip recently to China. We went to Hong Kong, Shanghai, Beijing and stuff like that. It was obviously brilliant. And that would actually have gone over the time that it was supposed to be released. So that physically wasn't going to be the best thing possible.
Yeah. We'd rather be in the country for these kind of things and be there for the fans so we can go out and do signings.
It comes around Christmas time now, so hopefully it's
spot on for Christmas.
Yeah, that's all right.
You'd be surprised how fast the time is going to go. We're so busy. We've had such great gigs recently. We did Kew Gardens last week.
Yeah,
we've got Proms in the Park coming up. We've got Penfest. It's
very, very busy.
And the best year ever. Really.
So it's completely changed your life, basically.
We all had to drop our jobs and everything, didn't we?
Yeah, so this time last year, we'd just come off the back of the show and getting signed. So we've had a year of working on the act, working on the songs and the song choices, and then obviously recording the album, which was incredible. We were lucky enough to record with a 72-piece orchestra. And it was just magical, really. The whole thing was amazing from start to finish. From before we even met the musicians working on the tracks, just to have our own kind of songs and stuff. It was really good.
Crazy year. And now I'm back home.
Yeah. Now when I come in, you're ironing your shirt. So I take it are you all going out? Have you got a set look to go out to?
Yeah, yeah.
You're all wearing white at the moment. Is it going to be all white?
We try and keep kind of smart. Yeah, in the same colours. Sean wears pink. I'm yellow. So, yeah, we're all trying to keep it smart.
I suppose it's like a fusion, like is in our music, of like old meets contemporary.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. You know,
like
it's classed as contemporary stuff. Music at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry? Your music is contemporary? Is that
it's like an amalgamation of old, that big band, British sound to it as well.
You've got the orchestra behind, but then the producers and stuff have made it contemporary. They've got like a One Direction cover up.
Yeah, you got Light My Fire, which you've done recently on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
This year, was that fun to do? Was it weird to go back?
It was amazing to go back.
I was so nervous. You wouldn't believe it. It was so nerve-wracking going back on that stage because last year doing it as contestants, the nerves are incredible at that point.
Absolutely,
but going back to do it once you're signed with Simon Cowell, your boss,
the pressure's on.
Oh, the pressure was immense.
Yeah, different pressure.
Great, you know. Crazy. Cool. And a whole new song. It was the first time anyone had heard anything from our new album.
And
so
it wasn't what people were expecting either. Maybe they thought it was going to be the streamlined swing, you know, so obviously to come out there with a reinterpretation. And that's the album. Basically, the line is that it is a traditional album with a contemporary twist. So, yes, there's elements of contemporary, but given the sale of the two-piece orchestra, the musicians themselves, like recorded by Sinatra, Elvis, Sammy Davis Jr. So, you know, that's embedded in who we are and what we do, but obviously then we've got this, you know, contemporary edge to it as well.
You came fourth. Had you set your sights on going a certain way?
Every round we tried our best. We gave all our jobs to do it. So we had a lot of the lines. We put a lot of work into it. And every round we progressed, obviously, to win the semi-final. At that point, you're like, no, maybe we can do this, you know what I mean? But to get fourth, we're still really, really chuffed.
The main thing that we wanted to make sure is we put everything into it. And the hours that we worked to get ourselves ready for the semi-final and then the final, you know, even the first audition, it was like we didn't really want to go on and mug ourselves off. And BGT wasn't really the initial thought. It was just kind of, we enjoy doing it, so let's do it. And then further in that we got, we were like, hold on boys, this is working, this is good. Yeah. And here we are.
And we've obviously connected with the audience because you've gone on and you've got an album coming out. The album, 10 songs. You've got Light My Fire, which you've done recently on Britain's Got Talent. Yeah, yeah. But some great ones on there. Story of My Life, Mac the Knife. I mean, it's a classic, isn't it?
Mac the Knife, we recently performed for Prince Charles at Clarence House, which was in itself pretty incredible. Yeah. And he only got up and danced to Mac the Knife.
Wow.
And
that
Simon's as well, was it?
Literally, it was at the point where we were literally deciding what material was going on the album, and it just seemed right after that moment. Yeah, we're going to put it on now.
Straight on there by Royal Decree.
Yeah, literally.
I see you got My Way on there as well. That's a big tune to do a cover of. Is there a twist on there? Have you kept it close to the original?
It's actually very close. There's been so many versions of it, but we wanted to make sure it was as close to the original version, like Frank's original version, as possible. And the only thing that's different is that it's got a bit of it's just a bit of a bigger beat all the way through, isn't it?
I mean, the major difference to me is there's four voices on it. No one's done this in four-part harmony before.
No.
You know, so when you've got those big crescendos, you know, coming into those choruses, and especially coming off the back of a song, it's all we hope recording this, that it would sit alongside some of the great versions of My Way, especially Frank's. And they have four vocal arrangements on this, just kind of, we hope it sets it apart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Lastly, you got your second track, Forever, is the one previously unreleased, penned Grammy, Academy Award winning singer, songwriter Randy Newman.
Yes. Yes.
That's right.
Fantastic.
You've done your research.
Yeah, I know. Put it all off. It's amazing what you get on Google, you know.
It's pretty amazing story what happened. So we were with our producers, and we got sent through a real. It was sort of crackly version of this song. Him, Randy, just playing this song, and we heard it immediately. We're like, "Wow, it's amazing! We'd love to have it." So we recorded our interpretation of it, sent him across because obviously no one's actually sung one of his songs before, right? And fortunately, he loved it. And what did he say? What was his words about?
Yeah, it's one of the best interpretations of one of his songs that he's ever heard. And I mean, for him to say that, to take it away to listen to it. And then come back and, you know, and he joked that...
I hope it doesn't end their career.
I hope it doesn't end their career.
it's a great honour to be singing a Randy Newman track.
It's a great song as well, though.
When we recorded it in the studio, the pianist did, like, it's a very strong, you know, it's a piano track, basically. It's, you know, a strong piano throughout. And he recorded it, he came into the booth afterwards, he was like, "Who wrote that?" We told him, and he almost fell over. It was like he was so pleased. This guy has been recording for loads of people, you know, throughout loads of huge professional musicians, and he almost fell over. He was so pleased that he was able to record a Randy Newman track. But so he kind of says it all, really.
Even the string section on its own, like you can sit and listen to that with no vocal on it. You know, the arrangement, everything's beautiful about the song.
Will any of these be out of solo singles?
There'll be a few feature tracks, I think, along the way. There's talk of, you know, obviously Light My Fire was a Britain's Got Talent. We just did Forever, actually, on Lorraine a few weeks ago. So, yeah, I mean, at different times, different tracks off the album will be featured in different arenas and things. But we're going to be performing five or six of the tracks off the album today.
I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to be hearing a lot of Forever towards the end of the year.
What you got planned for the rest of the year? You got still got a load of gigs coming up.
In the park. We've got another festival tomorrow, Penfest.
Couple of international things coming up as well.
We've got a TV show coming up.
Big things coming up.
Yeah. We're going to announce that at some point. Our tour for next year. So we just hope it keeps on going, and that hopefully the public will get behind us and carry on.
Yeah, thank you on our socials and stuff, and
then they're doing better things.
Pre-order the album.
Yes, and you can get that iTunes, Amazon, physical copy.
That's it. October 30th.
Come on.
We'll hand delivery.
Everyone who orders it.
Chat Pat, have a great festival.
Cheers.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.